Bad educational systems have been one reason why Latin American growth has not been higher. Let's look at this a little more closely. If one goes back to 1960, one might have expected most of the Latin American nations to have been star performers in terms of economic growth. They had higher per capita incomes than many other developing nations, and in particular, when one looks at years of education, students in Latin American countries were receiving more years of education than was typical for most other developing countries. The problem, however, has to do with the quality of education which is received, and not just the number of years. So if one looks at test scores from Latin American nations, one finds that educational performance in a lot of those countries is quite low, especially compared to the years of schooling which individuals are receiving. For instance, looking at those who stayed in school until the age of 15, in Peru, for instance, as many as 82% did not have basic literacy and cognitive skills. In Brazil, as many as 66% did again not have basic literacy and cognitive skills, including reading and writing. These problems with education afflict the entire region. We can look at something called the PISA tests. PISA stands for Program for International Student Assessment. It tests 15-year-old students in math, science, and reading. We can look at the 59 times when a Latin American country participated in a PISA test. On average, in these tests, there were 41.5 different countries participating, and on average, the Latin American countries came in with a rank of 36.9, which, of course, is fairly close toward the bottom. In the 2006 cycle, there were 57 participating countries. The only time a Latin American country made it into any of the top 40 was Chile, which came in 39th for the tests of reading. These bad educational systems really do seem to have a significant negative impact on economic growth. If we take traditional growth models and perform a statistical investigation, and where data is available, put scores for math and reading into the regressions, we find that those test scores explain about 87% of the variation in growth rates. We need to be very careful here. We should not conclude that bad educational systems cause about 87% of the variation in growth rates. In part, it will be the case that because countries are not having a lot of economic growth, that they have bad educational systems. Nonetheless, when you try to adjust for the fact that many poor countries have bad institutions, it still remains the case that variation in test scores on reading and math seems to, in statistical terms, explain a good deal of the variation in economic growth rates. It is a common view, and not just with economists, but also with sociologists and anthropologists, that poor educational systems are a critical reason for the economic underperformance of a variety of Latin American countries. By the way, it is not well understood why Latin American countries seem to have such inferior educational systems. This is a topic which awaits further research. Commonly, it is considered to be some kind of cultural factor, but again, in terms of answers based on hard data, we simply do not know. The numbers and statistics in this paper are drawn from this source.